Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA, talking risk management and farm policy in just a moment. Let Farm Data Services help you. Want to know where your money is really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs. FSA program analysis, appraisals, plus crop insurance. Let Farm Data Services work for you and handle those tedious accounting tasks that nobody likes to do. Come time to get a loan or do taxes, you'll be glad you did. Check them out, farmdataservices.com.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top-tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200-meter dash. Check out OKGenetics.com.
Farm broadcast colleague Megan Grebner had a chance to talk with Ethan Lane of NCBA during the Reno summer business meeting of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Lane said one of the policy things that the NCBA is working on right now, 2023 farm bill priorities and risk management as well.
You know, whenever we go into a farm bill like this, the first step is really kind of what we're seeing now, which is that look back into what is working and what isn't, what can be improved upon since the last farm bill, and you know, how circumstances have changed out in the country, and what do we need to be aware of that maybe wasn't necessarily on the table or up for discussion 5-6 years earlier, you know, when the last farm bill process started. That's kind of what we're going through now. I know that's what the rest of agriculture is doing as well, but we're doing it in a much different environment than the last time we did a farm bill. There is a general sense, and I think not one anybody really is willing to argue with, that we're going to be dealing with a flat funding environment at best, or probably a reduced funding environment more likely. And that's going to mean some real sort of hard looks and sharpened pencils at which programs are really delivering for producers, which programs need to be shored up, which programs just aren't getting done what we need them to get done, and what programs maybe have changed since the last time we had this conversation. You know, and for our producers in particular, thinking about things like LRP, which wasn't a heavily used program the last time we talked about this, and now is a far more impactful risk management tool for cattle producers around the country.
Ethan Lane of NCBA saying that the LRP program very popular in that it does allow smaller producers, smaller operations to be insured for price loss. And that's something producers don't want to give up in the negotiations of the next farm bill.
Well, you know, in particular, we have so few risk management tools for the cow-calf producer. You know, especially here, sitting here in the West, I mean, PRF, pasture range and forage, has been one of those tools that didn't even exist a few years ago and has just now has come on as kind of an important piece of the puzzle. LRP, having made some changes to their structure in the last couple of years, RMA made that subsidy level a lot more attractive. They're still looking at additional changes that make that program more approachable for producers. But compared to other risk management tools, one of the big value propositions is you don't have to have cash up front to get engaged in that program. You know, when you look at how producers can engage, it really creates a lower bar for small producers to benefit from it. You don't have to have a big bank account to get started like you might hedging or doing some of those other things as risk management strategies. That's a big deal for those smaller cow-calf producers that are the core of our membership and looking for how we can create some more opportunities for them.
Ethan Lane says while LRP is a great program, it's a little bit of a different animal than many livestock producers are used to. They're not used to going to a local crop insurance agent and buying a crop insurance policy. They've got to do that. So there is an element of education that's got to happen.
Along with that is we're going to have a really, really detailed conversation about education and how to use these tools. We can't just, you know, beef these things up and create them and then expect everybody to Google it and figure out how to use them. We're going to have to really work hard to make sure producers know what's available, what fits for them, and how they take advantage of these programs to protect their operation and grow their operation.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz.